Where's Michael and Jacob and Andrew? You're here. Come on in. Come closer. We don't want you way over there. We want you right up here in front. Come on over. Come over here in front of this picture. There's one. Okay. Have any of you ever seen something like this? Where have you seen it? Where? At the hospital?
In the emergency room.
In the emergency room? When were you at the emergency room? In a nurse's office? Yeah? So, what does that tell you? What do they ask you when you see this on the wall in the doctor's office? Or what do they ask you? Yes?
Dr. Chen.
Yes, and what does he say when you see this? Does he ask you if it hurts?
No, I just...
Yeah, sometimes they ask you how much it hurts, right? So sometimes in 2, it kind of hurts, or at 10, it hurts so bad that you gotta cry, right?
Yeah, one time, when the time I was in the emergency room, I picked
the cry one. The cry one, because it hurt really bad, right? Sometimes they do the same thing when you're sick. So what do you guys know what a germ is?
Yes.
What's a germ? That's right. Germs, sometimes you can give them to other people when you touch them, shake their hand. How about when you go, achoo? You want to shake my hand?
No,
that's right. We got to do something about that, right? So sometimes before we shake somebody's hand, we have to do what? We have to wipe our hands, right? With this little towel. Let me do that before I shake your hand. But sometimes you don't really know what else is on people's hands, right? So you just think I sneezed. Watch this. So I wash my hand. And then if I wash the top of my hand, right? Is there something else on there? Can you see it?
Ew.
What else? Yeah! You didn't know that was on there, did you? I put some blush on my hands and it came off. So you guys didn't know that, you just thought I had a germ from sneezing, right? So it's the same with sin. What season of the year are we in right now?
Winter.
No?
The flu season.
Okay, flu. How about with church, when it comes to church, what are we getting ready for?
Getting ready for the season.
Easter. That's right. So Jesus came to save us from our sins, right? But sometimes, do you know that you've sinned? No. Sometimes, like, I remember when I was little, I used to pull my sister's hair. Could anybody tell that I pulled her hair? She did, probably because it hurt, right? But could my mom look at me and say, "You pulled your sister's hair"?
Nope.
Not really. So sometimes, would you like to do children's story? Okay. Come this way, sweetie. Okay, sometimes what we need to do is we need to remember that God gave us some rules, and they're called what? Commandments. Don't do that. Commandments, right? They're kind of guidelines that we need to follow. One of them is, I have them all listed here. But one of them in particular is honor your father and your mother. What does it mean when they say honor your father and your mother? Carson?
It means to just do what they say.
Do you roll your eyes when you do that? Do you stick your tongue out behind their back when they ask you to take out the trash? Oh, man. How about... go in your room and kind of pout. Is that what you're supposed to do? No, you're just supposed to do it with a happy heart. So sometimes we forget that It has to do with a happy heart, right? So I have two things for you guys today. I have a wipe that sometimes you'll need it to wipe away the germs. But I also have a heart, so you can remember that what's in your heart usually comes out in your actions and how you treat other people and how you greet people, sometimes how you yourself, if you're happy, then sometimes even if somebody makes you upset, it doesn't make you upset because you're happy in your heart, right? So just like when you go to the doctors, you know, there's sad faces, happy faces. God, this is kind of like God's face when we do things good or bad, when we're kind of on the wrong track. He kind of wants to start to cry. That's right. Sometimes he's, when you're trying to make a decision if you're going to be good or bad, he does that. He kind of smiles, maybe not. And then when you do good, oh, he's right here smiling the whole time. So just remember that as you go through your day. And another thing I want you guys to remember, when you're taking up the offering, there's people on both sides of the church, right? So we have to make sure we get both sides of the church. So let's stand and pray. And then before you guys get your baskets, Miss Carolyn here has a little something for you to take with you. And enjoy your, you know, pray for people as you're getting their offering. So let's pray really quick, okay? Dear God, we know how hard it is sometimes to make you happy and to keep you in our hearts and your laws and your commandments in our heart. Please help us during this Easter time to remember why Jesus came to save us. He came to save us from ourselves and sometimes from the people who want us to do bad. So be with us today, carry us through this week, and bring us back next Sabbath to hear more of your stories. In Jesus' name, amen.